This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, we have some good news and we have some bad news. Let's start off with the bad news. Donald Trump has just ramped up his attacks against the media and his attacks against free speech to a new level. The official White House government page is now creating specific influencer lists, lists in which they target progressive or liberal influencers, and they try to silence their voices via intimidation. There's an entire page for Brian Tyler Cohen calling him a media offender. By the way, I mean, if I were Brian Tyler Cohen, I'd much rather be on this list than the list that Trump is currently on. But number two, they have an entire list of David Pakman citing some of his stuff, calling it left-wing lunacy. They have an entire page of leftist influencers in which they claim these people are engaging in left-wing lunacy. I want to take a step back for one second to acknowledge how absolutely bizarre and authoritarian this is. When Trump first got into power, he removed all of the inspectors general, the people who cut waste, fraud, and abuse. He immediately began attacking law firms to get them to do pro bono work so they couldn't check the executive branch. He immediately began to attack universities so they couldn't create critically thinking students who can debunk him. He started to attack mainstream media, as he has done for his entire political career. And on this show, we've been talking over and over about how there was one variable that this administration did not consider. And the bad news is, today, they have realized the hidden variable to their equation and are beginning to attack online creators, commentators, influencers, as they call it. I refer to myself as a political commentator, and there is no reality in which political commentators like David Pakman or Brian Tyler Cohen should be getting actively attacked by the White House website for their views, for spreading the news, and should be actively attacked, likely going to receive an uptick in death threats due to this exact thing happening. You can't have the President of the United States or the official White House account attacking individuals like this unless you want violence to be enacted against them. So I urge you guys to go support David Pakman, Brian Tyler Cohen, Ed Krasenstein. Anybody who is specifically listed here needs our utmost support right now. So subscribe to them, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are all in this together. And I just want to say, you know, huge credit to the way that David Pakman and Brian Tyler Cohen are handling this. Let's start off with Brian Tyler Cohen's response, which I found quite captivating. Then we're going to walk through these websites and what the White House is saying about these specific individuals. Again, it all loops into their broader attacks on the media, law firms, universities, all of this, except in this case, they are attacking the one variable that they had missed thus far. So that is the bad news. After we play this clip, I'll get into the good news as well. Take a look.
I spend a lot of time reporting on the news. I try very hard not to be the news. This video is going to be a little bit different. On the whitehouse.gov website, taxpayer-funded website, you'll now see my name under a list of media offenders. So I am officially on one of Donald Trump's enemies list. This is, I guess, a new iteration that's focused on content creators now that he's moved through law firms, universities, tech companies, media outlets, comedians. I guess we're up to content creators now. So in consultation with my attorneys, I've drafted a response, a legal response to Trump putting my name on this enemies list as far as content creators are concerned. And it goes as follows. Fuck you, suck my dick. I consider this a badge of honor to be included on whatever enemies list Donald Trump has conjured up this week. It tells me one thing, that I've struck a nerve with this administration. Only makes me want to redouble my efforts, keep going. I have dedicated my entire life to speaking out against what Trump and his movement have done. I will continue to do exactly that. Trump recognizing me and also David Pakman, some other folks online, just shows that we're having an impact. He operates from a place of fear, never from a place of strength. And so the fact that he is using government resources, this is a taxpayer-funded website, government resources to be able to go after anybody who voices dissenting views, first of all, outright illegal to be using government resources to attack his enemies. It's also just so fucking pathetic for a guy whose entire movement is built on free speech and wanting to push back against censorship that he is going after everybody because he's too fucking fragile to be able to take any criticism, to be able to take any joke. And so he has to attack these people and try to chill them into submission. I will not stop talking. I can guarantee that. And again, wear it as a badge of honor to be included in his little list.
Very well said from Brian Tyler Cohen. Now, this brings me over to the quote-unquote good news. I'm not trying to like flip their misfortune into something positive, but I think Brian Tyler Cohen hit it very perfectly here. He says it himself. The good news is, this means they are desperate. This means that he struck a nerve. This means that you guys who watch us every single day struck a nerve. The only reason Trump would do this is out of a position of desperation, and because what we are doing is collectively working. If our voices weren't having a direct impact on this administration, the approval rating, and pushing our country in a better direction, away from MAGA, then he wouldn't be so scared. But what they're realizing is that their popularity is rapidly waning. I shouldn't even use the word popularity because they're not popular. Donald Trump's approval rating is deeply underwater on every single issue, whether it's the Iran war, the economy, ICE, even immigration, which was supposed to be his bread and butter. Obviously, healthcare is underwater on all of these things combined. Put him in a uniquely weak position and put us in a strong position to go on offense. That is why he is trying to go back on offense by creating this list right here. This is legitimately on the official White House website. Now, I'm not listed on here. It's only just a select few creators. I think three or four right now. But it's incredible what happens when you go on Google and you just look up after this video, White House David Pakman. You will quite literally see a link that says something about David Pakman being on a media watch list. This says media offenders, leftist influencers, outlet, leftist influencers, reporter, David Pakman, Ed Krasenstein. Claim, White House responds to social media rumor that President Trump was hospitalized before Easter. The offense, while President Donald J. Trump was in the Oval Office in the Situation Room comparing one of the most daring, complex military search and rescue missions in modern American history, the rescue of two airmen from deep inside hostile Iranian territory, deranged leftists and the fake news media was spreading vicious, fabricated conspiracy theories about a non-existent health crisis at the White House. Okay. There's already so much to break down here. So while Donald Trump put two of our soldiers at risk because they got struck down in Iran due to his failing war against them, so because he put them in danger, we had to go rescue them. And there were reports throughout this that Donald Trump was just freaking the hell out behind the scenes. I mean, we already know that he's cognitively declining. We know that his hands are swollen, his neck is bruised and rashy. So there were reports that he had to actually be removed from the Situation Room because he was just too freaked out about these two soldiers dying and what it would do to his political career. So while this is happening, there are reports that Donald Trump was either going to visit Walter Reed or that Donald Trump was declining in some manner. So David Pakman was just reporting on that. And what they say right here is that it was the most daring, complex military search and rescue missions in modern American history. I mean, sure, but I don't know if you can say that this is like a credit to Trump when he's the one who put them in this position in the first place. Like, if I drive my car off of a cliff and I somehow maneuver at the last second to land in a way that doesn't kill me, that doesn't mean I should be proud of the way that I landed. It should be, I messed up in the first place, right? The truth, fueled by unhinged fringe accounts on social media, garnering millions of views. What? How is it a fringe account? If it's also garnering millions of views, that would make it rather mainstream, no? Either way. Collapsing liberal media outlets turned internet gossip into front page news. What? How is it fringe accounts if it's also front page news? What? Dishonestly framing it as a full-blown scandal and completely ignoring President Trump's ironclad leadership in the triumphant success of our troops. I respect our troops a lot, and I'm glad that they got out of that situation safe, but I don't respect the people putting them in these situations. We then get a specific page for David Pakman, as I was saying. We get a specific page for Brian Tyler Cohen. Claim, leftists lie about the restructuring of the U.S. Forest Service. Brian, what are you doing? Why are you lying about the U.S. Forest Service? what is the White House doing here? I would literally bet money that Brian Tyler Cohen was accurately reporting on some mass firing or restructuring, and I can almost guarantee the White House is lying about the way that he framed it. Let's go over to David Pakman. He posted a video and said, "This is not going to stop us. The David Pakman Show has been an independent show for 20 years. We are not going anywhere. Follow along as we navigate next steps." Pakman himself then quote tweeted and said, "The Trump administration has placed me on a list of media offenders and is now targeting me for constitutionally protected media work. This is no longer theoretically something that will happen in the future." Again, it is happening right now. The Trump admin has tried to crack down on all of these different institutions and organizations, and they have now set us as a target of their ire. So if you want to help support independent media, if you want to keep pushing for a better future, again, I urge you to subscribe to the people I'm talking about here, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed so we can build a stronger, more tight-knit community, and just understand the game that Donald Trump is playing. They know they're going to lose the midterm. So rather than changing their policy or changing course, they're doubling down on the god-awful policy and then just trying to authoritarian their way out of this midterm loss by rigging the maps, by banning certain media from the Pentagon and from the White House, by being incredibly, aggressively authoritarian in a way towards the media in the same way that Viktor Orban was. You know, it's a spectrum. So Donald Trump isn't Vladimir Putin, who will just kill somebody, who will kill people en masse for doing something. But Donald Trump is pretty close to Viktor Orban, who systematically rigged the institutions of Hungary in order to make sure that they were working for him and only him and keeping him in one-party control for years and years and years. Thankfully, Peter Maggiore won and has beat Viktor Orban and is restoring more liberal democracy there, but it's despicable what our president is trying to do. We cannot let this happen. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.